USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In a rare Saturday session, the U.S. House voted to provide $25 billion in funding for the U.S. Postal Service. After Postmaster General Louis DeJoy made cost-cutting changes that Democrats say are designed to affect the presidential election. Yesterday, 26 Republicans broke ranks and joined all Democrats in passing the bill, while other Republicans, like Indiana Congressman Greg Pence, say it's the other way around.
Because in reality, House Democrats are the ones trying to scare the American people, blame President Trump, and yes, undermine the 2020 election results.
The Senate says it won't take up the bill. Texas to Alabama on alert for two tropical storms, Marco, which could hit the Gulf Coast on Tuesday, and Laura on Wednesday, perhaps as hurricanes. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
It's been 6 years since lead-contaminated water flowed from Flint, Michigan taps, causing rashes, illnesses, lead poisoning, and perhaps worse. Now State Attorney General Dana Nessel says $600 million will be distributed to over 33,000 Flint water crisis victims under terms of a settlement announced last week.
Justice is coming for those who have waited a very long time for it, and that anyone who is criminally accountable will be held responsible.
Officials say 30 people who attended the Sturgis motorcycle rally now have coronavirus. Portland, Oregon police say about 100 far-right activists staging a Back the Blue rally in front of the Justice Center fought in the streets with hundreds of Black Lives Matter and Antifa counter-protesters for about 2 hours yesterday. However, few, if any, arrests were made. Police concede they remained at a distance because those involved in the brawls appeared to be willing participants, and there was no threat to the general public. And this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
President Trump will have to pay more than $44,000 in legal fees to Stephanie Clifford, otherwise known as Stormy Daniels. Clifford's legal expenses came from when she tried to get out of a non-disclosure agreement around her alleged affair with Donald Trump between 2006 and 2007. A California Superior Court judge issued the order this past week, stating that Clifford was entitled to being reimbursed and Mr. Trump was responsible for covering those fees. A Russian opposition leader who many suspect was poisoned has left Russia and now is being treated in Europe, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
An emergency medical plane carrying Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny arrived in Germany so he can receive treatment for a mysterious condition. He's a fierce critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, and he was put into an induced coma after taking ill. His spokeswoman said doctors believe he was poisoned.
Some have claimed Russian doctors kept Navalny in Russia for several days so that the poison could get out of his system before he was released. And today, it's, well, not Memorial Day, but it is Indy 500 race day later this afternoon at the Brickyard. On TV, but without fans in the stands. And you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.